Welcome to today's Vrenchka Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella City Administrator Mike Narditi joins us on today's program to provide an update from the latest Pella City Council meeting. Some of the big things, though, that people will be interested in, we've talked about this now at length over the past year plus now, of the electric improvements in the city. There were two big things that were approved. We'll start with number one, which was the ring bus improvements that we've been talking about at the West Substation. The bid came in. What was the contract that was approved, and ultimately, when is that work going to begin with the ring bus?
First and foremost, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs. And you said the city council did award a contract for the reconfiguration of the Pella West Substation. And just to get the listeners orientated to what the West Substation is, this is the substation that abuts the city's diesel plant on Washington Street. And the bid, or the contract that was awarded, the total amount was $1,807,000, and it was to Primoris Avenia of Moorhead, Minnesota. And as we said, the contract intent is to reconfigure our substation. And currently, just to put it in simplistic terms for the listeners to understand what we mean by reconfiguration, is currently we have six connections at our substation. And these are various transmission lines in the area that connect directly to the substation. They all connect to a single electrical bus bar, and it's commonly referred to as our substation as a single line breaker scheme, since everything connects to a single electrical bus bar. What the contractor is going to be doing is adding an additional electrical bus bar to the substation, Andrew, and with that, we're going to be adding additional circuit breakers, so each connection is segregated by a circuit breaker. So the idea is if there's a fault with any one connection after the reconfiguration is completed, we'll be able to isolate that individual fault while maintaining power in the substation. The dilemma that we have now is if we had a fault with any one of the connections, since everything is connected to a single electrical bus bar, there's a chance that could cause a fault with the entire substation. If that happened, we can experience a significant power outage in our community because that substation serves portions of the northern city limits, the Walmart commercial area, the Westport commercial area, and also Boss London. So in essence, this is a reliability issue, and what we're trying to do is segregate those individual connections and have circuit breaker protection on each end of them. And by doing that, not have everything connected to one electrical bus bar, and in essence, establish a ring where we segregate those connections. So it's a reliability issue. Overall, the contracts were $1,807,000. The bids range from $1.8 million up to $4.3 million. It's important for listeners to understand that the low bidder, there were several bids within that range, but the low bidder is also the same firm that is currently installing the Red Rock Hydroelectric transmission line, so they're able to save on mobilization costs, and we're actually able to take on our contract as well. So it was a good thing for the city, and as you said, we did experience a significant savings with that. Now, as far as the work, we anticipate that work will commence on the substation starting this May, and it's going to take us about a year to do this job, and so that we have an estimated completion time right around May, June of 2017.
You mentioned electric reliability. One of the big keys that has been a notice change by many is the electric underground conversion. Where is this final neighborhood, and ultimately, what is the plan moving forward with conversion?
Yes, Andrew, and as you said, the city council did award a material contract to six individual firms for the Central College Underground Conversion Project. When we talk about the Central College Underground Conversion Project, it's important to note this is our last major area of the Underground Conversion Project. And in essence, we're talking about the area that is south of Washington Street, north of University Street. The geographical boundaries from east to west are from West 1st to West 5th, so that general area that we have there. And in looking at it, in essence, what we're proposing to do is place the overhead electrical distribution system underground. In addition, we're also going to be increasing the voltage on the system. We're going to be increasing from approximately 4,000 volts to over 12,500 volts on the system. So the combination between placing the structures underground and increasing the voltage on the system will make the system more reliable in this area. Last night, our first step in this process is we did award material contracts to six firms for it. Those totaled $134,000. The engineer's estimate for those contracts was about $140,000. Later this summer, we'll hopefully hire a contractor to perform the conversion projects for us. But in essence, Andrew, what we're looking to have this work done is to take place later this summer and also early fall with the city's component being done. And hopefully with that on track, if we can get our portion or share of the project done by late fall, that the homeowners in this area will be given some time to make their individual connections to the underground distribution system, and hopefully the grand scheme of things, it usually takes about a year to complete a conversion project, and that's the rough time period in considering and also giving the property owner enough time to make their individual connections to the system. So I also like to remind the listeners that when we talk about the underground conversion projects, about 90% of our system is currently underground. This is the last major area of the distribution system that we have left to do. So it's been a long time coming. Thankfully, we're here, but we're looking forward to this project, and hopefully we'll see some benefits from it.
That concludes today's French Scott Village Let's Talk Pella. Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.